Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew near to Jerusalem, and had come to Bethphage to the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Look, your king comes to you, humble, and sitting upon a donkey, a colt the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went, and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put their clothes upon them, and they set him on the clothes. And a very great multitude spread their coats in the road, others cut down branches from the trees, and spread them in the road. And the multitudes who went before, and those who followed, cried, saying, Hosanna, save us now to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, save us now in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all those who sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold doves, and said to them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna, save us now, to the Son of David, they were greatly displeased, and said to him, Do you not hear what these say? And Jesus said to them, Yes, have you never read? Out of the mouths of babes and nursing children you have perfected praise. And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he was hungry. And when he saw a fig tree by the road, he came to it, and found nothing upon it but leaves only, and said to it, Let no fruit grow on you from this time forward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon the fig tree has withered away! Jesus answered and said to them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you shall not only do this which has been done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when he had come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where was it from? From heaven or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we say, From heaven, he will say to us, Why did you not then believe him? But if we say, Of men, we fear the people, because all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus, and said, We cannot tell. And he said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not, but afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said to him, The first. Jesus said to them, Truly I say to you, that the tax collectors and prostitutes shall go into the kingdom of God before you. Because John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him, and you, when you had seen it, did not afterward repent, that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard, and encircled it with a hedge, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and let it out to gardeners, and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the gardeners, that they might receive of its fruits. And the gardeners took his servants, and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them the same. But last of all he sent to them his son, saying, They will respect my son. But when the gardeners saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those gardeners? They said to him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard to other gardeners, who shall render to him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, Did you never read in the scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth its fruits. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet.